Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do. It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolyte.
Yeah, it's got electrolyte.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolyx, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. Welcome to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm your host, Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. I'm going to go through what I normally do. Happy birthdays to everyone. Get your calls and texts ready. 251-343-0106. I want to say happy birthday to my good friend's daughter, Maggie Naughton. And also happy birthday to Sage Blitt, who is Scott Davis's daughter. And happy birthday to his wife, Courtney. Happy birthday to Shelby Miller. Happy birthday to the daughter of one of my good friends, Stan Latner, Allie Latner. Happy birthday to my good friend, lifelong friend, Nate Prier. Happy anniversary, 5 years, to Tim and Annie Chaffee. I met them at a church, and one day they just invited me to dinner, and we've been good friends. My brother from another mother, Tim, is one of the nicest guys I know. And happy birthday to my godson, Braylon Bernard. And a very special happy birthday to the wife of my good friend, Paul Prine. Happy birthday to Kay Prine, and many, many more. And I want to ask a question. We have a friend named Razzie Smith, and he's all over the place. Where's Razzie? It's like, where's Waldo? He's always posting something on Facebook. But now I have something very important. My named sponsor, CEO, is here, Bob Slaughter and son Mitchell. They are the owner, proprietors, operators of Neudrolyx, Hose Fitting, and DK Lock. I had to bring him into the studio because I want you guys to meet him. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
All right. Well, tell us about Neudrolyx. Tell us about your dad founding Neudrolyx. Tell us about your 50-year anniversary.
August 1st of 1975, he decided to quit teaching school. Well, actually, he was not teaching school then. He was selling for Schroeder Bellows valves and cylinders, and then he decided to go on his own, and now we have the show.
Right. So what's it like taking over from your dad? I had the pleasure of meeting him, of course.
Well, we worked together for a long time, but he pretty much, you know, once the younger crew got in there, he just let us do our thing. And, you know, the company was a certain size. Then he kind of, you know, let us see what we could do with it. And we've, you know, we're probably 10 to 15 times the size we were then. So we're growing steady, you know, a little bit a year, nothing massive.
When people hear hose and fittings industrial, what does that mean?
Our main business is hydraulic hose. It's you know, for fluid power, for moving, you know, on cranes and bulldozers and forklifts. And
so these aren't garden hoses?
No, that's what my friends always it's funny, guys I've known for 20-30 years, they still really don't quite know what we do, because they're not in that, you know, they don't need our stuff.
Yeah. 50 more years from now, who's going to be running the show?
His kids or grandkids, I guess.
So, Mitchell, are you running? What are you doing over there now, Mitchell? What's your job at Neudrolyx?
Well, recently we started manufacturing, so I'm heading that up at the moment.
Manufacturing?
Yeah.
You're making your own hose?
That's right. Well, not hose, fittings.
Fittings.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the 3D machine you were telling me about?
Well, we have a 3D printer, but that's the lathes. We have CNC lathes. We're about to add two more to our three that we have already.
Right.
And, yeah, we've been doing it for about a year and a half now, and it's grown a lot.
Right. So what is Noah doing out there? He's not with us. That's the third.
No, he's working with Mitchell and learning that. Maybe he'll be running that part, you know, at some point. Mitchell will evolve into another part. So,
who's actually on premise now? Is that Wade?
Yeah, yeah. Wade Davis is the COO, and he runs day-to-day operations, keeps everybody in line.
I call Mike a street Jesus because of his hair. He's one of your salesmen.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah. Somebody, who are your other salesmen out there?
Oh, yeah, he's on the DK Lock side. We got, on the inside sales, we got Jonathan, Michael, Wesley, Cassin. Well, he's kind of working outside a little bit, and... you know, on the outside, we got Pat and Danny. Danny's not in town, but Clark locally.
Right.
Jerry and Cecil. Cecil's coming up. So
I always say hey to Anna, because Anna is your longest tenured employee there, is Wade.
Yeah, she actually has more full-time than me, because I was still in school.
How many years would you say she's been there?
She's got 30... Oh, no, almost 40 now.
Okay.
Yeah, excuse me, almost 40. She's got 30, 38.
Right. One thing I always say about Nudrolics, because you and I have been friends 23 years.
Yep.
We've been training together. I can always say that Nudrolics is a family-oriented company. They hire people that are related to them. They hire the kids of the people that are related to them. It is truly a wonderful, locally-owned business. And... if people need a job, are you hiring?
No.
We will be before long, hopefully. Okay. Not right at present, because we're, you know, we got to see how everything goes to the economy. But we'll feel good soon. We will.
And another thing about Nudrolics is that they're super friendly, super fun, but they pay for lunch every day. Those boys eat at Nudrolics.
most days.
Yeah. Well, that's great. We're coming up there. Got the Trident. We're coming up on 3 minutes. You want to tell people where your company is, the phone number there?
Yeah, we're 65 in Spring Hill. It's 251-471-1591, nudrolics.com. And I think we're on social media. I'm not a big social media guy. But
yeah, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. Just search Nudrolics and you'll find us.
Why did you decide to sponsor Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile?
I like your message. I think you're trying to make a difference, and you know, we've been friends a long time, and I don't know, just I wanted to support you and what you're doing.
We talked about this a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it a few years ago and just never seemed to get it off the ground, and somehow everything fell into place.
Yeah, right. I think timing's important with that. You know, I've had a lot of things I wanted to do in life, but it wasn't the right time, so.
Right.
You know, I think timing's important, and I think your message is getting out. So,
well, that's the most important thing. I couldn't be on the air without you. I say that every week. It is a sincere, heartfelt gratitude I have, because Celeste Holland wants her money every month. I know you're listening, hey. Celeste. I know you love me, and I love you back.
Everybody's got to eat.
But Celeste wants that bread by the 8th of the next month, you know, and without you guys, I could not do it. It would be impossible. So we're going
to
keep
we're happy
our message.
To. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for doing it.
Well, and you always come out and support Man United Against Violence. Whenever you're able, you're there. You bring the boys with you. So, yeah, folks, if you do have an industrial fitting or hosing need, contact Nudrolics first. Contact one of those salesmen you name. If you don't remember anything else, call and ask for Street Jesus.
Oh, God.
If you can't remember anyone else's name, Street Jesus.
You can just ask for sales. They'll get you the right person.
Right. No, say Street Jesus.
I want.
We're coming up with our single finger salute. So we're coming up on our first break. When we come back out of break, we'll get into our topic for the day. And our topic is education. Our billboard is up, family, education, employment, and discipline. Today is the education part, because we believe with an education, people will have gainful employment and are less likely to commit crime. So here in Mobile County, we'll talk about the numbers from the State of Alabama Education website and discuss how important education is, why kids need an education, and why it has such an effect on decreasing violent crime. Tonight I'm Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm thankful for you guys showing up, Nudrolics. You guys going to hang around through the show?
For sure.
Okay, good. Maybe I can, we'll get a few more words out of them later on. You know, Big M is over in the corner. Darlene is here in there also. You guys are going to hear her laughing and shouting from the
city.
There it is. Thank you, guys. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I have my sponsors here, Neudrolix, represented by Bob and the Big M Mitchell. I want to tell everyone, Trip Pittman, thank you for the sponsorship. I have to remember Jeff and Angela Schatzman. These are friends of ours, and they support the show and say they will continue to support. I had brunch with them yesterday, and I want to tell them thank you for everything they do. I also want to say thank you to Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, located at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653, gold. Ed and Sandra did not have to sponsor the show, but they believe in the message also, and they keep me on the air. They keep Celeste off of me. Mm-hmm. Braxton has a beard that deserves to be notified. Go in there for nothing else but rub his beard. Ask for JJ or Dean or Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly. They cash checks. They sell every electronic you can think of. They have firearms, rifles, pistols, shotguns. I think they sell potpourri for your bathroom. They have a little bit of everything for everyone, and I've bought a little bit of everything from them. It's a phenomenal family-run business. Get a chance to see them at Spring Hill and 65, and don't forget to tell them Mr. Mobile sent you. JJ will give you a hug. Youth Reach Gulf Coast is a Christ-centered residential home for young men aged 18 to 22. It is located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus. They offer a year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost to the men or their families. At YRGC, young men ages 18 to 22 and staff families work, live together, and enjoy life. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to know hope, be restored, and to belong. It is a voluntary commitment, but YRGC can work with the court system to help young men resolve their court cases. Through the year, the men receive biblical teaching and counseling, valuable life skills, and tools for healthy habit and character building. Please visit our website, yrgc.org. And that's another sponsorship from Craig Jennings. They did not have to. They did it to support me. I can't say thank you enough, and I'm grateful. Let's get down to it. What do you say, Bob? So tonight's topic is education in the line of family education, employment, and discipline. Education is important because smart people don't commit crimes. It's inspired by the book of Hosea 4 and 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest serving me, seeing hast thou forgotten the law of thy God." When we don't take learning seriously, we separate ourselves. We become an uncivilized, violent society. And education is simply an action or process of educating or being educated. It is the knowledge and development resulting from the process of being educated. And there's a difference between education and intelligence. Education is knowing something. Intelligence is learning, knowing how to utilize it, implement it. I was fortunate enough, Bob, we grew up at a time in the 70s and 80s that our teachers were tough on us because life was tough. Right? We weren't allowed shortcuts. If you had to, a homework assignment due on Wednesday, it was due Wednesday when you got to class, right?
Yeah.
So we have to get back to that. I think about the teachers that inspired my life, Miss Mullen, Coach Bumpers at Baker, Miss Gowdy was my favorite teacher. We all had teachers that influenced us. Did you have any? You remember any?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Beasley in the fourth and fifth grade, and then Mr. Havard at UMass.
Yeah. Right. And so in our families, in our homes, education was key. You had to read. You weren't allowed not to learn, you know, and we have to get back to that. We have to get back to the discipline that an education gives you. And it doesn't have to be a college degree, does it? Do you have a college degree?
No. No.
And you're running a multi-million dollar business?
Yeah. Dad actually had me leave South to help him in the business.
Right. So it does. And your dad, it was a math teacher.
He was a professor. Yeah.
He was a professor.
Kind of odd, but yeah.
And so And Mitchell, you don't have a degree either, dude, college degree.
No, sir.
Yeah, just a high school. But you got a high school diploma, and that is the most important thing. We have to normalize that again. At dinner earlier tonight, I think the age is 15 that you can decide to drop out of high school. Mm-hmm. And that is ridiculous. We don't even trust children to drive until 16, but we're telling 15-year-olds that you can deserve not to learn how to read, write, and count. You know, the self-esteem that goes with that accomplishment. To walk across the stage, I mean, I guess graduations have gotten kind of over the top now, but once upon a time, when you walked across the stage and Pomp and Circumstance played, it was a proud moment, especially for me, as close as I did everything I could to get kicked out of school. You know, I failed the seventh grade, was horrible at math. You know, I wouldn't sit down, shut up. My dad said, son, if you're not going to make honor roll, at least get an A in conduct. You know, at least shut up. But the discipline that came along with failing a grade and having a perfect twin brother, you know, when you have a, I said happy birthday to Kay Prine, though I'm not her favorite young, Marcus is, but the education, the self-esteem that comes along with it, you're better able to get a job with a high school diploma. It teaches you order and following rules, the schedule. You show up on time, sit down, and you learn how to be quiet and follow rules. All of those things go into making a young person or a human being that contributes positively to community, right? Don't you think?
Exactly.
So we need more of that. We have to get back to that hardcore education, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But it seems like it's now is social and what do you feel, and we're not going to fail you, you know? When we talk about the state of Alabama Department of Education, there aren't, where there's English language arts, math, or science, Alabama students or Mobile County students aren't testing above at 50% at grade level. They're 47% in English language arts, 23.92% at math, and 35.32% in science.
That's sad.
But they're graduating 83.35% of the students. The math ain't mathing.
No.
You know, how do we get to this point? How do we get to the point that language arts, English, we speak English in Alabama? Well, some people speak English, but we understand one another. We at least understand one another. What happened?
Yeah. Focus is not on learning anything anymore.
What is the
I'm glad at least I think they're taking the phones away from them now for school, you know, because I really never understood how much could get done. I mean, not a lot got done when we were not enough. But.
Well, you remember buddies, they used to have the video games on their watches.
Yeah.
You'd have 20 people standing around waiting for their turn. You weren't learning, but I couldn't imagine having a computer in my hand now in school. But even with that computer in the hand, they still aren't testing. Maybe they should download homework because they go to school now for entertainment purposes to take pictures of themselves. I saw videos the first day in school. Middle school students were drinking tequilas in the bathroom. I was bold now in high school, but I never brought my alcohol into the school. You know, that's the point we've reached. That now they're looking at it as a chance for kids to participate in sports, and suddenly you're supposed to be the first-round draft pick. Well, if you can't read, write, or count, someone's going to steal your money, right? So we have to get back to this idea of education being the foundation. Think about when you hear modern teenagers speak. Just mind your own business. Go to a Subway, sit in the mall like I did a couple of days ago. And it isn't even the English language. It is some deformed brute grunting and groaning. It's not enunciation of anything clearly. It's as if people are really speaking the way they send text messages. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Common Core math messed up an entire generation on math, in my opinion.
My father was a math professor, and he was appalled when he saw what they were teaching my children, because he said it was making them dumber.
And I
believe
it.
He said it. He didn't understand it. So he didn't understand why they were teaching them that way.
And this is what's happened. Our educational institutions have been infiltrated by people with propaganda and missions, and we must demand getting back to teaching. If you're 50% of your students are testing below grade level in English, language arts, math, and science, there is a larger issue looming in Mobile County Public School System. If there are more people showing up to football games than they are the PTA meetings. Is PTA even a thing? Mitchell, did you guys have that still in, when you were in school?
I believe so, at least when I was in middle school.
Right.
I think so.
Well, I'll bet participation is less in PTA than it is at a football game. I'll bet there are fewer people going to school saying, my son made a 59 in math, and I don't want him to go to the next grade. And they still pass him. That's how we get this 83.35 graduation rate when less than 50% are testing at grade level. That is in Mobile, Port City. Anyone, Bob and I, my age, we're born in 71. We remember how tough the teachers were on us because they didn't care about our feelings. They didn't care about anything than you learning because they knew life was hard. My dad graduated from Mobile County Training School at a time during segregation, and they would receive textbooks from Murphy High School that were two grades behind. So when he was in the eighth grade, he had a sixth grade book. Pages would be missing. The words would be scribbled out in his language arts book, but the teachers never accepted that as an excuse. He could never say, my page is missing. The teacher would tell him to figure it out. So if we need to start educating our kids a little bit better. We'll be right back after our second break. Tonight on Mobile, 251-343-0106. Welcome back, folks, to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm your host, Mr. Mobile. Our focus tonight is education, the importance of reading, writing, and arithmetic in a child's life, because intelligent people don't commit crimes. It's illogical to intelligent people. It doesn't make sense to steal from someone. It doesn't make sense to break into a car, or it doesn't make sense to carry a gun. So the better educated we are, the less likely we are to have crime. Statistically, as the dropout rates have increased, so has violent crime, nationally and locally. You know, and in 2021-22 school year in Mobile County, 9 schools received an A, 18 received a B on their state, Alabama Department of Education numeric grades, 33 received a C, 18 received a D, and 3 received an F. In 2023, in the Mobile County school system, numeric grades, 10 schools received an A, 17 schools received a B, 36 schools received a C, 13 schools received a D, and 5 received an F. And the 5 schools that received an F grade were all middle schools. You can go to the Alabama Department, State Department of Education website and see these numbers for yourself. Yeah. But we have to put a greater emphasis on education, and that has to start in the home. Because children must first love the desire to learn. Bro Young, you guys hear me talk about my brothers all the time, and sometimes my sister. But we had 3 or 4 sets of encyclopedia in the house. It was just mandatory. We only had a 13-inch black and white TV, and whatever Dad wanted to watch, that's what he wanted to watch. So what were you going to do? You had to entertain yourself. We could go outside and play, but when it was time to come in, what now? Well, we're going to start reading. We read Mad Magazine. Back then, you could read Cosmopolitan before it became too preachy. Music magazines, encyclopedias, historic books. We found it fascinating because this is what I tell young kids when I go to their schools. A book will take you away from here. Perhaps you will never go to the moon or be an underwater sea explorer, but a book will take you to there. A book will take you everywhere you can't physically go. And maybe if we plant seeds at a younger age in these children to explore the world, the universe, the galaxy, the earth, as they grow older, they will want to see those things. But we have to put it there. If the only thing we're teaching our children is how to say dis, dim, day, and doze, and rap music, and materialism, and gold teeth, and stacking bands, and flossing your gold chain, then we're teaching them something that's not going to benefit them. We aren't teaching. The first day of school is today. First day of public school system is today. And I wonder how many of these kids that we see will be in that 47% percentile of English language arts, or 23% of math. Are we going to do better than that? And we have to. What do we have on the line there?
We have a text here.
What you got, Mad Hatter?
Mob Dog says, my second job is at Mobile Bay Firewood, and we always use Nudrolix for our needs. Good guys, and have never disappointed us.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, thank you very much. I like to hear that good support.
Yeah. Let's buy some more stuff, too, huh?
Support them some more.
Right. Keep it going. But school and education and attending school, how do you develop friendships? When we were in school, Bob, we made friends at school. You know, as we were younger in elementary school, we couldn't wait to get back to school to see our friends every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the main reason why I wanted to go.
Yeah, me too. We're kindred spirits.
I wish I would have liked learning more. But
yeah. See, it's not just me, Mobile. But you develop friendships with one another at school. You learn how to work out your problems. School is so much more than just ABCs and 1-2-3s. It's you and me's. We learn from each other. And you might find a girl in your third grade class that you like. Did you ever have a third grade crush, Big M?
Sure.
Don't say her name. I don't want Mary jump on my side of the head. But were you excited about going to school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is that part of the school experience?
Yeah. It's all social, you know. I mean, for the most part, for kids, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you a good student?
No. I sure wasn't.
That's why I went into the hose business, J.Y.
You're better than I was.
Right. But we have to look at things in the totality of the experience for children. Don't make them grow up too fast. Let them understand 1-2-3s. And my brother just sent me, Bro Young just sent me, I forgot newspapers and news and Marlon Perkins and Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom, you know, and they actually play that now on early Sunday mornings on one of the networks. Yeah, everyone remembers that. And Bro Young, you're right, but we watched Mutual. It was prime time then on ABC. Yeah. And so it would take us to the Amazon. It would take us to these faraway places. And everyone remembers that anaconda that almost choked Marlon Perkins. It took him underwater, and his buddy had to remember that, Mad Hatter?
Yeah, and do you remember In Search Of that Leonard Nimoy was hosting? In Search Of,
right.
Oh, yeah.
But it expanded our imaginations. And when in kindergarten, I remember I went to Leona B. Warren on Mobile Street, and the teacher asked us, what do you want to be when you grow up? And if there's 20 kids in there, you would have 15 different answers. One kid said an astronaut. And what is an astronaut? And he explained it. And one kid said, well, my dad's an engineer. I want to be an engineer, a firefighter. You didn't hear football player. You didn't hear rapper. You didn't hear baby mama. You didn't hear I want to be on the welfare.
Probably influencer now.
Right, or influencer, or OnlyFans. You know, you didn't hear that from kids back then. You heard these imaginations, these big dreams and goals. Like, I wanted to be a fighter pilot in the Air Force. I wanted to fly the A-10 Warthog.
Yes.
I was too tall and not very bright. I could have never, ever. The Air Force recruiter said, yeah, you won't fly an A-10, but we can teach you how to work on one. I'll pass, man. You know? But that's the importance of going to school. That's the importance of gaining an education. We know it leads to less crime. People with jobs are less likely to commit crimes. People who do not have jobs are more likely to. Those are the statistics, Mobile. I'm not saying these things and making them true. I'm saying them because they are true. We have to get back to being involved in the educational system. We have to elect people to our school boards who want tough education policies, not softer policies, not let's make an excuse for bad behavior, for kids fighting or smoking dope or carrying a gun at school. Kick their butts out. And let's focus on the kids that want to be there. All too often, we give so much energy and so much attention to failing kids that we forget about the C student. You know, we forget about the C student, and they fall into the crack. If they had just a little bit more attention, maybe they'd do better. You don't have to go to college, right, to be successful, Bob?
No, definitely not. Now, matter of fact, I think industrial sales is something that people overlook a lot of times. We've got several sales guys that make a very good living that, you know, they've got some education, but they've done really well, you know, and put a lot of effort into what they do. And
you made an excellent point. So education just isn't in the book. It's also in educating 100%. Yourself on, in this case, industrial hose, right?
Yeah, on the products and the methods of, you know, how to do what they need to do. But yeah, the guys that have been successful have been the ones that have, you know, harnessed that better.
So they have used the process of educating themselves on the product to sell it and make a decent living for themselves.
Yeah. They all, I would say that's something you can get into and make a really good living. And it, like I said, doesn't take a MBA.
But they learned the business, and that's what we're saying. So
yeah, these are guys that, and they're older guys now at this point. It takes a little while to build up your clientele. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to go into it and, you know, hit six figures the first year, but you can be in the solid six figures at some point.
Right. And so graduate high school. This is just the foundation. You don't have to go to college. We sold that lie. Now they're handing out college diplomas for not just underwater basket weaving, but arm farting.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer,
something in the
engineer,
STEM, right?
Yeah.
You would need a college education, but they have college educations now for recycling. You know, just pick it up and put it over there. And so the education has to be functional. The knowledge that we give has to be functional, and it has to lead to a better, more civilized society. I just got the single finger salute. We're coming up on our last break. Our topic tonight is education. If you guys can call or text 251-343-0106, or if you're my older brother, just text me directly. But we have to get back to the family, building stronger families with husbands and wives, and we have to get back to learning how to provide for ourselves and our families. And that starts with graduating high school. I've heard people say, well, what he wants to do, he doesn't need a high school diploma. Everyone needs a high school diploma, that feeling of accomplishment, the lessons it teaches you, the communication, the friendships. It's all a part of an education. The responsibilities that come in with it, time management, that's all part of an education for life. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, we're coming back after our final break. Thank you, guys. Listen to Run DMC. This is one of Bob's and our favorite songs. I hope Kirk is listening. And I know Jeff is. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back. We're back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. This is our final segment. My sister sent me, my history teacher, Mr. Herndon, used to say, diploma should be given upon birth. That way, anyone who enters the school system that wants to be there. I remember that. You give them to you, and if you want to learn, you can. If not, keep pushing. You know, the Big M made a good point on the break that trade schools are often overlooked. Welding, machining, HVAC and Mobile, you will make a ton of money repairing air conditioners. So we have to get back to this realistic approach to it. Every kid's not made for college. You have three of them in the room now. The Mad Hatter was college material. He was a varsity letterman also. You know, but we need to encourage our children to learn something. And that must start early in life, because their brains are sponges and they want to learn. They want to know. And if we don't put good in it, someone's going to put something else in it. We have to confront this and be honest about it, that these kids who are walking around and it's hard having a conversation with, I'm old, right? I'm used to sir, ma'am. But these kids aren't even able to conjugate a verb. They aren't able to put a sentence together with whole words, with correct enunciation and pronunciation. That's our fault, Port City. We've allowed this to become normal and natural. And now it's time for us to demand it change. Listen, you don't have to be anything more special than you are. But to demand a proper, educated society is all of our responsibility. Who's going to be the doctors in the future? Who's going to be the engineers in the future? Who's going to drive a bus in the future? Who's going to administer your medicine in the future? Who's going to teach language arts and mathematics and science in the future? Don't we want the most educated? Don't we want the best? If we keep bagging up, if we keep going in the wrong direction, with less than 50% of our kids testing at grade level, we will become the movie Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. if you've not watched it, I encourage you. The movie now, I think, is 20 years old. We will become the movie Idiocracy. And we have to admit that Americans are testing outside the top 20 in science, math, technology, in the top 20 internationally. There are people coming to America that aren't from America, taking positions in colleges as professors and taking positions as students that are learning from the best colleges in the world to return to their nation and teach there. I am not a anti-immigration. I'm just a pro-American that we have to get back to Americans educating Americans. I'm not a hyphenated American. I'm just a regular old ordinary American. I'm a poor boy from Hillsdale, West Mobile, and I'll probably always be that. But one thing I won't be is lazy. One thing I won't do is not state what an issue is. My friend Chris Levy sent me a message about last week saying family is sometimes kids stay at home too long. You know, you shouldn't be 40 years old living at home with your parents. Your family puts you out on your own and makes you learn it. I learned that the hard way. My dad made me buy luggage with my graduation money. And it was a clear indication that I had to go find somewhere else to live. There was no doubt that Johnny Mac said, yeah, you know, tough break. You know, I hope you know enough. But he was also there when I fell down a few times, and he's always been there. We're not saying parents don't be there when your kids fall down. We're only saying encourage a foundation of learning more. When we talk about giving our kids more than we have, it shouldn't just be material. My first car was a 1977 Plymouth Grand Fury with a Landau roof. The roof was peeling. It didn't have heat or air conditioning. The AM radio didn't even play. But, man, it was mine. The windshield wipers didn't even work. What was your first car, Bob?
73 Camaro.
What was your first car, Mitchell?
2012 Camaro.
Nice.
Wow.
Camaros.
Made an improvement, didn't you? but it doesn't just have to be singular, Port City Patriots. We have to look at this, the totality. Even in jobs that aren't technical, who's going to be the nurse who visits you when you're on hospice? Don't you want one that understands English and can read the instructions on on the doctor's orders or brings you food? Who's going to be the one ringing you up as you check out at the grocery store? We want competence. And another thing that competence and education and intelligence brings is patience and understanding. When you go to a place and the person is impatient and rude, they've not been taught the correct way. Education is more than a book. It is taught how to interact in a civilized society. Yes. It is being taught how to speak to one another. It's taught how to hold the door open. You know, if you walk into a fast food restaurant and you're standing there and the person taking your order just stares at you, they no longer say, hello, welcome to Eat a Pita, may I take your order? You know, this is education. These are things that we must insist upon, because to have our civilized society, we must have family and education. We cannot let brute beast raise brute beast. We must insist that you inculcate yourself to our society. And if you don't, remove yourself from our society. We must now make that choice, Port City Patriots, of what kind of society will we have? An educated society or an illiterate society, even functionally illiterate? I hope we choose the latter. Bob, what do you have to say in the last 3 minutes?
I appreciate you getting the message out and doing your work, and we hope to see more.
Will you tell Celeste she's going to get her money next month?
Yes. Well, everybody's got to eat.
Big M, what do you want your last minute message to be in the final 2 minutes? What do you want to say about the topic of education?
Well, you know, those facts you presented earlier about the schools and the statistics there, you know, that should sort of serve as it's a disservice to our ancestors and the sacrifices they made and all the things they did to build us up to the point that we're at, you know.
Are we showing ingratitude then, in your opinion?
Absolutely.
100%. How do we turn it around?
We have to care. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's not cool to learn right now. We've got to change that.
Yeah. Being a nerd should always be cool. Tommy and Cindy, thank you. I'm proud of you too. They were my neighbors when I lived in we had a great neighborhood back then. When I lived in that apartment complex. Thank you guys for coming. I can't do the show without you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you're my name sponsor. You can come whenever you want, actually.
Come on back anytime.
Anytime. You can just show up and knock on the door anytime you want.
I'll recognize you. I'll let you in.
Right.
I've got my little key here.
Right. Now you have the Matt Hatter on your side. That's all you need. You need him more than you need me. He's the engineer. He's the one that puts the show on. But Port City Patriots, I hope we all have learned something. There's the single finger salute. That education, family is important. The foundation, the family teaches children how to absorb and enjoy education. There was an Ice Cube song, and I hope Sean Bernard is listening, that said, I was about to get kicked out, but I had to say forget the dumb stuff because pops would mess me up quick. You guys can go listen to the unedited version of that. But the idea was you're going to graduate high school. You will get an education. And at one point, the options that we had were, after graduating high school, military service, college, or work. And we should get back to that. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Bob and Big M, for showing up. Thank you, Newdrolics. Noel, you'll come next time. Darlene dipped out on us, I guess. She didn't. She walked out. But thank you guys so much. Trip Pittman, Eddie's Pawn Shop, Alabama Injury Pain Clinic, YRGC. Thank you guys for putting me on the air. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We see you next week. Thank you.